Well, now that the Army Corps of Engineers has denied a permit to complete the Dakota Access Pipeline, parties with a vested interest are wondering what's next. For thousands of people who joined the Standing Rock Sioux protest against the pipeline, should they leave or should they stay? Meanwhile, the oil industry and legal experts are trying to make sense of the decision and what it means for the project's fate. Amy Sisk from Here and Now contributor Inside Energy reports.
Here in North Dakota, a treacherous blizzard early this week forced snowplows to work around the clock, and it's tough just trudging down the sidewalk. But for the thousands camped on the frozen prairie, it's much worse. So Chairman Dave Archambault of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in a YouTube message assures the pipeline is stopped for now.
I'm just asking you that you hear this message and you understand that nothing's going to happen and it's time and it's okay to go home.
But that's easier said than done. The blizzard hit the day after the Corps' announcement, causing thousands of protesters to seek refuge at nearby shelters. Many are not planning to follow Archambault's directive. Morningstar Galley of the Pitt River Tribe in California is staying at Standing Rock's casino. She notes that the pipeline company has not yet packed up its equipment and left.
Until that occurs, there's many protectors, there's many water protectors that have said it's not over with, and we plan to be here until that happens.
She says she plans to return to the frozen camp with her 13-year-old and toddler in tow. While protesters stick around, so does law enforcement. Captain Jesse Johnner of the Cass County Sheriff's Department hops in his truck and drives towards several sites where protesters and police have clashed. He's made many trips here from his home 3 hours to the east to help local officers respond to demonstrations.
If not getting the easement allows a time where people can cool off, people can go home, they can relax, and we can avoid those confrontations, that's great.
Meanwhile, the oil industry and government officials are contemplating the pipeline's future. The Corps of Engineers is launching a much more thorough review of the project, considering alternate routes. But with more than 90% of the line complete and pipe already laid right up to the Missouri River, that's likely to cost pipeline company Energy Transfer Partners billions. One alternative the Corps will consider is a proposal scrapped early on to build the line under the river about 50 miles north of Standing Rock. Here's Craig Stevens with the Midwest Alliance for Infrastructure Now, a group that supports the pipeline.
For them to take a look at this route that was already disqualified years ago is, I think, absurd.
Launching the new review, a thorough environmental impact statement this late in the game, is pretty unusual. And Wyoming-based attorney Karen Bud Fallon calls it unfair. The company assumed it had the go-ahead to build after the original but less detailed environmental assessment.
To have the company spend all that time and all that money just to have the federal government go, oh, just kidding, you can't start it all yet, is a huge economic cost for the company.
And an economic cost to the state. Ron Ness is with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. These severe winter conditions pose problems, he says, for the 30% of North Dakota's crude that's carried on trucks and trains. They are a more expensive mode of transport than the pipeline that was supposed to be operational by now.
You may be delayed today. You may not be getting that oil to the market you want to get to, so it may have some negative impacts on your budget for the near term.
The industry is hopeful Donald Trump will reverse the Corps' decision, but legal experts say it's not so simple. Here's environmental lawyer Luke Danielson.
The government is pretty strongly committed to reevaluating the situation, and I think the courts are pretty likely to ensure that that process of reevaluation goes forward.
Energy Transfer Partners is already challenging the Corps' decision in court. It filed documents earlier this week asking a judge to affirm that it already has the necessary permits to drill under the Missouri River without the final easement from the Corps. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Sisk in Bismarck, North Dakota.